Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in the entire specification, Topic B5, Genes, Inheritance, and Selection. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final run-through before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need. We'll cover the core concepts clearly, walk through exactly what examiners are looking for, tackle the most common mistakes students make, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's start right at the beginning with the building blocks of genetics. Examiners consistently award marks for precise use of terminology, so getting these definitions nailed is absolutely essential. First, the hierarchy. Inside every cell is a nucleus. Inside that nucleus are chromosomes, thread-like structures made of DNA. Humans have 46 chromosomes arranged in 23 pairs. Each chromosome carries hundreds of genes. A gene is a specific section of DNA that codes for a particular protein or characteristic, like eye color or blood type. Now, here's where students often get confused. A gene is the instruction. An allele is a version of that instruction. So for the eye color gene, one allele might code for brown eyes, another for blue eyes. We represent alleles with letters, capital letters for dominant alleles, lowercase for recessive. If you have two identical alleles, say BB or BB, you're homozygous. If you have two different alleles, BB, you're heterozygous. Your genotype is the combination of alleles you actually have. Your phenotype is the physical characteristic that results from those alleles, what you can actually see or measure. Here's a crucial point. Dominant alleles are expressed whenever they're present. You only need one copy of a dominant allele for it to show in your phenotype. Recessive alleles are only expressed when you have two copies, when you're homozygous recessive. A common mistake is thinking that dominant means better or more common. It absolutely does not. Dominant simply means it masks the recessive allele when both are present. Now let's talk about how genetic information is passed from parents to offspring. There are two types of reproduction, sexual and asexual. In asexual reproduction, offspring are produced from a single parent with no fusion of gametes. The offspring are genetically identical to the parent. We call these clones. This is fast and efficient, but produces no genetic variation. In sexual reproduction, two parents each contribute a gamete, a sex cell. In humans, the gametes are sperm and egg cells. When they fuse at fertilization, the resulting cell, called a zygote, has the full complement of chromosomes. 46 in humans. But wait, if each parent has 46 chromosomes and both contribute a cell, wouldn't the offspring end up with 92? This is where meiosis comes in. Meiosis is the special type of cell division that produces gametes. It halves the chromosome number, so each gamete contains only 23 chromosomes. When two gametes fuse, the full 46 is restored. Meiosis also shuffles the genetic material, which is why sexual reproduction produces variation. Every gamete is genetically unique. The key advantage of sexual reproduction is this genetic variation. Variation means a population has a better chance of surviving environmental changes. Asexual reproduction is advantageous when conditions are stable and you want to reproduce quickly. Right, let's talk about Punnett squares, one of the most reliably tested skills in this topic. Examiners will almost certainly ask you to complete one or interpret the results of one, so let's make sure you're completely confident. A Punnett square is a grid that shows all the possible genotype combinations in offspring from a genetic cross. Here's how you do it, step by step. Step 1. Identify the genotypes of both parents. Let's say we're crossing two heterozygous parents for tongue rolling, where T is the dominant allele for rolling and T is recessive. Both parents are channel. Step 2, write one parent's alleles along the top of the grid, T and T. Write the other parent's alleles down the left side, T and T. Step 3, fill in each box by combining the allele from the column with the allele from the row. So top left is TT, top right is TT, bottom left is TT, bottom right is TT. Step 4, interpret your results. You have TT, 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 TT. That's a 1-to-2-1 genotype ratio. In terms of phenotype, TT and T both show tongue rolling, so 3 out of 4 offspring are tongue rollers and 1 out of 4 cannot roll their tongue. That's a 3-to-1 phenotype ratio. Always express your answers as ratios or probabilities. Examiners award a mark for the correct ratio, and a separate mark for correctly stating the phenotypes. Don't just write the letters, say what they mean. Now for the big picture, evolution through natural selection. This is the mechanism by which species change over time, and it was proposed independently by Charles Darwin and Alfred Russel Wallace in the 19th century. Here's the process in 5 steps. First, within any population, there is variation. Individuals differ from one another due to random mutations in their DNA. Second, there is competition for resources, food, mates, territory. Third, some variants are better suited to their environment, they have an advantage. Fourth, those better suited individuals are more likely to survive and reproduce. Fifth, they pass on the alleles that gave them the advantage to their offspring. Over many generations, the frequency of advantageous alleles increases in the population. The classic example is the peppered moth. Before industrialization, pale moths were camouflaged on light-colored tree bark and survived better. Dark moths were easily spotted and eaten. After industrialization, pollution darkened the tree bark, and suddenly dark moths had the advantage. Over time, the population shifted to mostly dark moths. Notice the moths didn't choose to change color. The population changed because dark moths survived and reproduced more. Evidence for evolution includes the fossil record, which shows how species have changed over geological time, and antibiotic resistance in bacteria, which we can observe happening in real time. Right, let's talk exam technique. I'm going to walk you through the most common mistakes I see candidates make and exactly how to avoid them. Mistake number one, confusing the levels of genetic organization. Students often say, the gene is in the cell, or the chromosome contains the nucleus. Get the hierarchy right. Nucleus is inside the cell, chromosomes are inside the nucleus, genes are sections of chromosomes. Practice drawing this hierarchy from memory. Mistake number two, misusing the word dominant. Never write that a dominant allele dominates or overpowers the recessive one. The correct language is that the dominant allele is expressed and the recessive allele is masked. Better still, say, the dominant allele determines the phenotype when present. Mistake number three, and this is the big one, writing about natural selection as if individual organisms change. You will lose marks if you write, the moth changed its color to survive. Organisms do not change during their lifetime in response to the environment. The correct statement is, the proportion of dark moths in the population increased over time because dark moths were more likely to survive and reproduce. Mistake number four, saying evolution is goal-directed. Evolution has no purpose or direction. Mutations are random. Natural selection acts on existing variation. It doesn't create variation to order. Mistake number five, forgetting to state phenotypes in Punnett square questions. If a question asks for the probability of an offspring having a particular characteristic, you must state the phenotype, not just the genotype. Write 3 and 4, offspring will be able to roll their tongue, not just 3 and 4 will be TT or TCT. For command words, when a question says explain, you must include a cause and an effect. Use the word because to link them. When it says describe, tell the examiner what happens. When it says evaluate, give evidence for and against and reach a conclusion. For a 6-mark question on natural selection, structure your answer using the 5 steps I described earlier: variation, competition, differential survival, reproduction, population change. Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the difference between a gene and an allele? A gene is a section of DNA that codes for a characteristic. An allele is a specific version of that gene. Question 2. What type of cell division produces gametes? Meiosis. Question 3. If both parents are carriers of cystic fibrosis, genotype FF, what is the probability their child will have cystic fibrosis? 25% or 1 in 4? Question 4. Name 2 pieces of evidence for evolution: the fossil record and antibiotic resistance in bacteria. Question 5. What is the difference between genotype and phenotype? Genotype is the combination of alleles an organism has. Phenotype is the observable characteristic that results. Brilliant work for sticking with me through this episode. Let's do a lightning summary of the key points. 1. Know your genetic hierarchy: cell, nucleus, chromosome, gene, allele. 2. Dominant alleles are expressed when present. Recessive alleles only show in homozygous recessive individuals. 3. Meiosis halves the chromosome number to produce gametes. Fertilization restores it. 4. Punnett squares predict genotype and phenotype ratios. Always state phenotypes, not just genotypes. 5. Natural selection acts on populations over time, never on individual organisms. The 5 steps are variation, competition, differential survival, reproduction, population change. 6. Evidence for evolution includes fossils and antibiotic resistance. 7. Darwin and Wallace independently proposed the theory of evolution by natural selection. Before your exam, make sure you can draw a Punnett square from scratch, write out the 5 steps of natural selection without notes, and define every key term precisely. Good luck, you've got this. See you in the next episode.